Can you dig it, sucker?
Are you ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About?
Let's go!
Get it!
You think...
Hey! I hear it. Where my boy at? Hey. I spit. Where my boy at?
Yes.
Achoo. Achoo. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ T-Baby. I am accompanied by DJ P-Ab, and this is another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu. And before we get into anything, before P-Ab talks and just dominates the mic, what I want to say is you got to like our Facebook page. What Are You Talking About with P-Ab and T-Baby? It's on Facebook. We want to get like a million likes, so once we get that number, we'll be satisfied.
Look, I'm telling you, once we get a million likes, this radio station's going to go wild and nuts.
But we'll settle for like 100. We'd like 77, like at least like 100, like triple digits. So if you haven't liked the page, like it. Please.
Please, we beg you. And if you want to call into the station, 415-482-3587, you'll be talking to us, DJ P-Up and T-Baby, on What Are You Talking About? So first, let's just get onto this hot topic. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you talking about? Radio.dominican.edu is going to be one of our most political shows of the year.
That's right. And some people would refer to me as a politically minded individual at times. But on the show, we rarely discuss the topic of politics.
Yeah.
And today is somewhat different.
It's very different. We'll be talking about First Amendment issues because it's First Amendment week. And I know a lot of people love politics, so we hope we get a lot of political listeners today. But after we get after politics, of course, we have to talk about our boys on the Golden State Warriors, Monte Ellis, Brooke Lopez. That's a trade rumor that's just going around
and it's
crazy.
It's Word Up / Wednesday.
Yeah, and then you already know who's going to be tuning in to that. The famous, notorious T-Baby.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be tuning in because I'm going to be on the mic. But, yeah. And I'm not sure how political the show is. If it's not really the First Amendment. Aren't we talking about something?
We're going to be talking about libel.
It's not like freedom of religion or anything like that.
No, libel. And it's like slander. Everyone knows what that is. But we're just going to inform the audience
it's
real quick
confusing.
About that. So that's right. The First Amendment week, we're actually going to talk about something that's not protected by the free speech law, but something every college kid should know about. We are talking about what constitutes libel.
Yeah, now what is it libel or is it libel?
I think it's licious.
So licious.
No, libel. Libel.
Okay, libel. Okay.
Okay. Well, T, since you love the word libel so much, let me explain to you what our audience and loving fans what libel is.
Yeah, let them hear it, P.
Well, it's defamation or libel.
Defamation, I think.
Defamation or libel is what lawyers call a tort or a civil wrong. It is undoubtedly the most troublesome for the media because allegations of libel are the basis of about 2/3 of all legal complaints filed against mass media defendants in any given year. Now, in simple terms, T-Babes, libel is any published or broadcast statement that is false, but that injures someone's reputation or lowers that person's esteem in the community.
You know what, P?
Yeah, what's that?
The thing is that you're overlooking. There are other places besides just the news and the media where libel is actually quite frequent.
Yeah.
Anyone who speaks or publishes material. This includes a blog, a Facebook page, as I alluded to earlier, Facebook, or anything pretty much broadcast on the airwaves that's false can actually become a libel suit or a suit of libel. So all you Twitter or Facebook users, watch out. If you say something false about a friend, say you got a friend named Billy Joe, you say Billy Joe smells terrible, and he smells great. He can sue you for libel because it's hurting his reputation. You're guilty of libel. So before you trash an ex, or you better think twice because you could end up in court. And if you're in court, Whoo, you do not want to go down that path. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, T, first of all, I was in court one time. I'm serious. I was in court one time because I was trashing my ex-girlfriend.
That's bad.
But the thing is, they did sue me for libel, but I got away with it because I had a great lawyer.
Great lawyer.
Great lawyer.
A shark of a lawyer.
Shark of lawyer. We actually filmed a movie. It's called Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's a decent
Yeah, but, but anyways, you know what, T? We may have to watch out too, you know.
Yeah, we might.
Because, first of all, I'm great and you're bad, and you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
But first of all...
No, I'm good. I'm great.
No, you're great. Because second, we have a radio show, and if we say something that damages a person's reputation, we can be sued for defamation.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny word, defamation.
I think it's...
It's eerily close to defecation, not to be confused with defamation.
That kind of sounds like a dental...
Okay, P, well, you're a funny-looking guy. And second, you are right. We could be sued for defamation. Me even saying you're a funny-looking guy could have me wound up in court. I think we're good enough friends where I can say you're a funny-looking guy and you won't sue me for libel. But we have to be careful when we're talking about other people we don't know. And you would do this, not me. I'm careful. I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll just throw out there, you'll say, that guy sucks. I hate. You'll say, I hate that man. And that's rude, it's disrespectful, and you could be found in court. You could be in court, found guilty of libel.
But, T, I mean, don't put me here under critics. I see you at basketball games, T, and you're booing the ref. You're saying, be quiet, Baldy. If you don't work here, go back to Foot Locker. You could be sued for libel.
Okay,
for
first
that.
Of all, you made the Foot Locker joke. Okay. Second of all, the refs have been doing a poor job.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to say that's libel, I'm going to say you're a liar because you're allowed to speak the truth. I think the point of libel is it's when it's false. Like, it's like starting a rumor or attributing a false characteristic to somebody. If it's true, it's true.
No, if it's true, it's true. So celebrities do this thing all the time. They say false stuff about everyone. And that's terrible. Bad, maybe.
Very bad.
Floyd Mayweather is a prime example. For
he's terrible. He's one of the worst people with it ever. He throws out. He's so careless with his accusations.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
He even accused Obama of a few things, but that's...
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us, though, exactly why he's a prime example for this topic?
For all you fans who do not know this story about Floyd Mayweather Jr., I'll let all you know. In the boxing world, a lot of boxing fans would want to see the fight between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. T-Baby's a big boxing fan. He would want to see that
fight. Well, I'm not really a big fan, but I would like to see the fight because Mayweather would just pummel Pacquiao. And you know, maybe not pummel, but he'd surely emerge victorious. That's fair.
Yeah, it is fair. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get there later.
We'll get to that.
Keep going.
Pacquiao, well, I'll go back to the story. Pacquiao wanted to fight Floyd Mayweather after he defeated Ricky Hatton. Then Floyd Mayweather said that he demanded a blood test because he said that Manny Pacquiao takes steroids. He almost convinced the world that Pacquiao took steroids not only because of his success, but because he jumped up 6 weight classes. Manny Pacquiao's started his career in the flyweight division, weighing in at 112 pounds. Then he fought Antonio Margarito at the 150-pound weight limit, the middleweight division. It's an incredible weight jump. But if you are an athlete, you can put up weight. Barry Bonds did it.
Yeah, he did.
I think he took steroids.
I think it's been clearly proven that Bonds took steroids. But he gained a lot of weight over the years.
Probably about
even his head got just huge.
I think by like 4 inches, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Manny then wrote Floyd Mayweather a letter during the holidays, T. This is bad. Saying he would agree to all the blood tests for steroids, and he wished them a happy holiday season. And by the way, I'll see you in court. I'm suing you for libel.
Suing me for libel?
No, suing Floyd.
Okay.
Pretty boy Floyd.
I was going to say there.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, I've been doing some research here, T, about this whole case because, hey, I'm a diehard Filipino fan.
You're a big fan of Pacquiao as a fighter and as a man.
I wouldn't say as a man,
No, you're
T.
a fan. You're a fan of his politics. He's politically involved.
T, that's... I don't think so.
He is politically involved.
He is, but I'm not a big fan of his politics.
No, you're a big fan of the political actions he takes, but you're a bigger fan of his abilities as a fighter.
Yes, yes. You got it. Keyword fighter, not politics.
And Pacquiao has just an immense following of fans.
No, he does.
He's beloved in the Philippines,
yes.
his native country,
mm-hmm.
and even in America, he has quite a following.
Honestly, he brought a lot of fans... from Mexico to love him as well because he defeated the Mexican greats, Marco Antonio Barrera, Eric Morales, Juan Manuel Marquez.
Yeah, but not to rant. Get back to the case specifically here.
I'll try, T. I'll try. The court, the case has not been heard yet, though, T, but here's the likely scenario in court. Floyd Mayweather is going to have to prove that he is true that Manny Pacquiao took steroids. In a libel suit, the person accused of saying something false is the one who has to prove he is correct. So Mayweather has to show Manny took steroids rather than Manny having to show he did not. I shouldn't have to tell you that that won't be easy for Mayweather unless he had some sort of evidence. Second, you got something to say?
Yeah, I'll jump in here before you get to second. I think that this one could work in Mayweather's favor. Anytime there's libel, a public official or public figure or one of their defenses could say that there is an absence of malice. Essentially, what this means is that even though you did say something false, you didn't do it maliciously, so you can't be found guilty of libel. So essentially what that means is, I guess you have to pretty much say this on like a grandiose scale. If we're just talking in passing, and I kind of casually refer to you in a derogatory fashion, I don't know if you can necessarily sue me for libel. But one way to prove it was not malicious is to show that you had reason to believe it was true. If you did do it maliciously, you would have known it was false and still said it / published it. So in this case, if Mayweather can offer believable, credible and believable evidence to show that he thought it was true, he has to essentially prove that he had reason to feel inclined to believe that Pacquiao was a steroid user and abuser, then the court will probably found not guilty of libel. That's a tongue twister for you.
It's a little confusing, T.
Yeah, it's confusing even to DJs such as ourselves.
Yeah, but First Amendment, we got to talk about it. But the bottom line is that Mayweather is going to have a tough fight to prove he is not guilty of libel. And this is also why you should be careful when you're saying about others on Facebook and Twitter. Most likely your friends are not celebrities, so you would have to prove the info is true. And they would only have to show that you were negligent about writing something untrue, which would not be good for you in a winning case.
Yeah, very true. That's a very key point there.
See, I mean, this happened to celebrities all over the world. What's his name? Gilbert Gottfried? How he got fired off Aflac?
Yeah.
That was bad.
Well, some people are just somewhat reckless and careless with their actions. Like a perfect example would be, say everyone's in a studio and there's one guy throwing darts or something like that. That's somewhat reckless. It's remotely distracting. But in the case of libel, it's more of, and they say the guy still does it. That's what makes it even worse, because it's just blatantly disrespectful and annoying to the DJs on set. But not that that would ever happen, because no one is that incredulous. But to the case specifically, Mayweather, again, he has to prove that he had reasonably Pacquiao as a steroid abuser. You can't just say it. Why libel is good is because it makes it so guys like Mayweather can't necessarily, in a legal sense, just get away with throwing out these bold accusations that have no truthful merit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first of all, Floyd Mayweather is a bad man.
He's a bad man.
He insults Jeremy Lin for his success because of his race.
And then he also made racial slurs about Pacquiao. He said something about Pacquiao should make him sushi and stop eating cats. Just deliberately racist comments.
He's just a bad man.
Second of all,
what's that?
Pacquiao should sue him for libel.
Okay, and my show is your favorite show, T.
Yeah, I have a favorite show called The Wire, and I'm not going to go into any great plot details because I don't want to ruin or be a spoiler for anyone who may watch it. But essentially, I'm not even going to say what season because I'm not going to throw out names, not going to throw out seasons. But there is a scene in The Wire, an infamous scene, and one of the greatest characters of The Wire has the quote. He says, "My name is my name." And essentially, to put it in context, this guy is a top-level drug dealer, and this takes place in Baltimore. And it feels slighted and disrespected because someone who's essentially not in his crew, not in his clique, is throwing slanderous attributions towards his name. And the drug dealer's friends don't tell him because they figure it's not a big deal. They don't want the friend to hear it because he's just going to make a fuss about it. But then eventually it gets to this drug dealer, and then he's just furious. He's just filled with rage because someone on the street is criticizing his name. So essentially, in a legal sense, you see that it's libel when Manny Pacquiao is accused of taking steroids when it's not proven that he did. And then this "my name is my name," put it in this context, essentially is libel on the streets almost, because this character, he eventually says, "my name is my name." What he's saying is, without your name, you have nothing. You can have all the riches. You can have essentially any material value in the world, but you still have to protect your name. And that's what Manny Pacquiao is doing here. He's essentially saying to Floyd Mayweather, "my name is my name." It's the same thing, kind of, not in a legal sense, but what CM Punk, the wrestler, is doing to Chris Brown, because Chris Brown accused him of steroid use, and CM Punk just fired back with them. It's a way to diminish people just throwing accusations at you when they don't have a merit. Sometimes they may have a merit, but then that's not really libel.
No, T, you make a great point there. "My name is my name." Dominican is a very small school. It's almost like a high school, I should say. And people's names are always damaged at this school for some reason. It's either they suck at basketball. It's either they get around at school. Yeah. This guy's a drug dealer. Like this guy does drugs.
Yeah, eat like a big sandwich or
something
like that.
Yeah, eats a big sandwich
like
every day.
Yeah, like Swiss cheese instead of cheddar. Like subtle things.
No, yeah, and then after
and
that.
And then he's like the Swiss cheese guy now just because he had a sandwich one time.
And also like.
It's not right.
And just because one day you're going to play basketball.
Yeah, one day.
One day you're going to play basketball. Then a friend looks at you and says, "I'm going to call you chicken because you were eating a piece of fried chicken the day I met you."
Yeah,
your name could just like change just of one incident.
Yeah, that it's very common at a small school. It's like people, essentially your point is people might not even know you, but then they'll attribute something to you that isn't really even about you. Yeah. Doesn't really concern you, but they'll think, like, say if someone thinks you're mad one day, they might think of you as the mad guy, some guy who's angry all the time. But in reality, you could be a sweet person. For example, if no one knew Pacquiao, and they just read that Mayweather said he was a steroid user, there is actually a considerable number of people who would automatically assume that Pacquiao uses steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I remember even one of my teachers told me if you throw a number in there, people always believe you. For example, if you say, "oh yeah, I saw that guy at a strip club at 6:30 on Friday night," they'll be like, "really?" They won't really question it because you gave them a number. People, they are short on specifics. They'll essentially believe anything you hand them. But that's why it's good that libel exists in a legal sense.
It is.
Because it shortens the ability of those trying to get away with libel.
And also, like my dad always said, go home early before 9, because if someone sees you out there involved in a situation you don't want to be involved in, let's say like a drug deal or something, or like you see gangsters on the street, and then you're just there as a witness. And then let's say someone you saw says, "oh, I saw him there at that incident. He was there on the news at that incident." They're going to say, "why would he be there at night?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
You could just say, "you know what? I was just there at wrong time, wrong place." It could happen like that. And then they're going to accuse you of maybe being someone involved in this drug cartel or this gang shot or whatever. And then you could just say, "you know what? I didn't do anything like this. I'm going to sue you for libel," because you're ruining your name.
Yeah, well, chances are the street-level gangsters aren't really going to hire a lawyer and sue for libel. But and it's the same thing I'm saying about the show The Wire. In a street sense, pretty much, there is still libel. It might not be referred to as libel. It's probably more likely referred to as disrespect or something. But it just exists, regardless of what you call it.